We're talking today with Dr. Kim Anderson, of course, Oklahoma State University. Kim, you're talking here at this Lahoma Wheat Field Day about where we are on the price outlook for this crop and how farmers maybe can strategize a little bit to find that, you know, maybe a little bit more out of this crop at the end of the day. You know, we're basically what, below the cost of production on wheat at this point.
We are below the cost of production, and some producers a buck and a quarter. Some producers that have kept their fields clean, that put down fertilizer, use fungicides, with this rain, they're going to get 60, 70, maybe even 80 bushels per acre. For those producers, we're probably near break even, or maybe slightly above break even for them. But they're not going to make much. But the majority of the producers, we're below break even price.
You were showing obviously some slides that kind of point out some of the challenges we have in Oklahoma's wheat production is that the grazing grain a lot of times hurts us in our ability to keep the wheat clean and have adequate protein.
Well, I've hypothesized that we're going to evolve into two markets for wheat. We're going to evolve into the feed market, which is the what the wheat farmers call the cowboys that run the stockers. They're going to have more cheat, more dockage, more rye, feral rye in their fields. When they deliver to the elevator, they're going to get relatively high discounts. And then you're going to have the wheat farmer and wheat farmers. Wheat farming anymore is just not planting it in the ground and harvesting it the next harvest. It's managing those fields throughout the entire year. It's scouting those fields, looking for the insects, looking for the disease. It's becoming intimate with those fields in that you know how those fields react to different stimulus, different fertilizers. Those are the producers that are going to produce a premium quality wheat. You know, we were looking at the protein premium. If they can produce 12% protein wheat and the Kansas City premium right now is $1.23. You take your 360 forward contract price now, add $1.20, you're almost a $5 wheat if you can get the protein in the wheat. And that's what the wheat farmer's doing. Is producing, and the mills are more interested in test weight than protein. Protein's important, but they got to have that test weight. And those wheat farmers, they've got clean fields, and they know how to produce test weight and protein.
So you harvest timely, you get that test weight up, you got a good protein sample. You know, how do you find somebody that's going to pay you for those premiums?
Well, you may have to merchandise that product. There are a few producers that are building a storage to hold their crop. You've got to be very careful with that, because all you got to do is lose a bin and you've lost your profit from storage for at least this year, if not several years. Storing wheat is not easy. If you don't believe it, just talk to any elevator manager. However, producers are merchandising their wheat. Some of them have trucks. They'll haul it to the river at harvest, or they will visit with their elevator about premiums and discounts. They will visit with their elevator about identity preserved. Some producers are keeping working with elevators. They're segregating it to keep an identity preserved, and they're merchandising that product. And there, I had one producer here today that had gotten up to $1 premium for his wheat this last year because he had it. Identity preserved.
Now your colleagues kind of across the way in plant and soil science, Dr. Carver and his team, they've got one pretty significant breakthrough on white wheat with Stardust. Others are kind of, they're looking at right now. Do we really have enough, the guts, I guess, to, make this thing work this time as far as, segregating and then merchandising it?
Well, that's a dilemma when you introduce a new variety. It's a new class of wheat. It's just not a new variety. It's a new class. And the elevators that take in white, well, it's like taking in canola and taking in wheat and harvest. You've almost got to have different dump pits for those products because you can't commingle them. You commingle them, then you've got wheat of contrasting classes. You get over 10 or 15%, and then the market's just going to chew you up. There is a market for white wheat. Talk to Australia about that. There's some Asian countries that really like it. If we get a good variety, but you've got to have enough to fill those rail cars, fill those ships, and ship it down. And we're going to have to change our infrastructure, our handling and storage and shipping facilities to handle two classes of wheat.
Circle back around. This year's crop, almost ready to harvest. It looks pretty good. At least Oklahoma looks pretty good right now. What is your strategy? Is anything different than your mechanical strategy of years gone by?
I've been saying that if you can afford 80 cents risk, because if we don't have test weight and if we don't have protein, then our price is going to go in the tank. If we can get test weight and protein, then I think we can pick up another 50 or so. If we're going to have a big move in the market, say $2 or $3 move, we're going to have to lose the foreign crop. That we're not going to know about that until you really get into the August-September time period. That's when the big moves are going to be. I'm risk averse. I'd sell a third, a third, and a third. A third at harvest, a third September, October, and the final third November, December. Move it on out in the market, knowing that if we have a big move, it's going to be in the August, September, October time period. We could get a dollar move if we can get test weight and protein, because I think the market needs our product right now. The protein premium for 12% protein in Kansas City is $1.23. So if we can get that, we're good. If we get good quality, I do think we're going to have probably a 50 cent higher at harvest than we have right now.
Bottom line for that producer, the dilemma of losing money, the average producer, kind of a grim picture right now economically, it seems like.
It's a very grim picture, but the producers have to know how much risk they can take. They've got to know what's important. How important is $3.60 wheat? Can they afford to take $3? The loan rate is below $3 now. Can they afford to take that $3 for their wheat? And if they can't afford $3 wheat, they've got to sell some. If they can afford $3 wheat, then you can gamble on a higher price. So it's by individual, and the important thing is to know how much risk you can take. There are some producers out there that have to store it, have to take risk on higher prices, because if they don't get a higher price, they're not going to be producing next year.
A lot of guys decided to go ahead and get the cattle gain, ignore the grain. That seemed to be a bigger thing than ever before here in the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah, and it's turning out pretty good with these cattle prices going up like they are. It's sometimes you say I'd rather be lucky as good. However, I've found that decisions increase the odds that we're going to be lucky. So it's a deal about putting a pencil to it, budgeting everything out, looking at how much risk you can take, looking at what the profit potential, like with sorghum. I mean, you look at how much the reduction in sorghum production. Well, there's still demand for sorghum out there. There's some potential in sorghum prices this year that you don't see in corn and soybeans or cotton or wheat. You got to look at things like that, but you also got to think about the sugar aphid.
Dr. Kim Anderson joined us today from Oklahoma. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.